Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. This week we're doing Inyochu. So you're gonna get a whole week of Inyochu. That's 2 hours split into 30-minute blocks, as we've done with Dead and Igus. And I'm trying to do it closer, so it's not just me cut off. I'm trying to do it like, you know, as soon as one thing ends, then we'll cut it. And then we'll go into something else, so it's not just boom. But sometimes during Eroge, or age scenes, I can't do that. So, we're just gonna work around it. But anyway, let's get started. Following Takaru Zora leads us to one of the empty classrooms we visited the other night. I throw the door open and there she is, but not in the way I expected. In fact, we almost can't believe our eyes. Takaru! Oh, shit. She says, God, I love it. I love your cocks. I love them so much. Fully naked, she howls obscenities and moans in pure ecstasy. For a split second, my brain doesn't even register the same person as Takaru. But it's her, and she's being surrounded by several naked students. His hair's a little bit too gray to be a student. All sporting raging erections. Oh, your cock is bigger than the one that fucked me earlier. Yep, women notice those things. And it keeps ramming against my womb like crazy. Takaru is positioned on top of a man, as we can see, hungrily swaying her hips as her body quakes with each thrust. Standing next to her is Misaki, a disgustingly complacent smile crosses his face. Oh, shit! Is that how we're gonna end an age scene? It's like, you know what? Fuck it! I usually kill demon monsters, but I'm just fucking kill these men! It's like, you go into an HC and it's like, oh, we're fucking, no, here's the sword, bitch! Cock! It's like, oh, my dick! My other half of my body! I'd love to see a hentai like that. I wonder if that shit actually exists. There's gotta be like a Goro where there's literally some guy fucking is like, no, you're not gonna fuck her, and just cuts the dude, and he's like, ah! He's like, you monster! I summon Raiko out of pure anger. I have absolutely no idea what's going on here or why, but I know it's his fault. It's that diabolical monster of a man that did this to my sister. Listen up, you piece of shit. You're going down for whatever you did to her. Yamato looks ready to throw himself at Misaki. I can almost feel his surging waves of anger against my skin. Not so fast. Make another move, and the demon I've implanted in her brain will do its thing. Fine! Let it! Slice!
Slice!
Well, what? What did you just say? Misaki points at Takaru's head with a wicked smile. He implanted a demon in her brain? But that would make Takaru really... Excuse me, that would mean that Takaru really was captured and... Explain yourself, now! I'm positively seething with anger. Yet even as we talk to Misaki, Takaru continues moaning in the background. I don't want to hear it! I don't want to hear it! I don't want to hear it! Doing my utmost to banish those sounds from my mind, I muster all my strength and glare right at Misaki. Answer me, did you capture Takaru? I did indeed. So then, when she rushed in to save us that day, the demon was already in her brain, yes. Then why all the theatrics? Why let us escape? If Takaru hadn't come to our aid, we'd have been done for. So why the hell did you have her save us? Yamato spits out the words, his tone seeping resentment. In response, Misaki merely sounds an amused chuckle to foster despair. What? Yes, the very sensation that courses through your every pore right now. Despair. His lips curl into a menacing grin, crudely twisting his otherwise elegant features. It's all very simple, really. I made you believe that your sister wasn't already lost to darkness. I mean, we knew she was. But she was! She's lost to you, and a soul tainted by despair is the most exquisite delicacy of them all. Ha 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 ha. Now then, make sure to burn this scene into your mind. Watch as the sister you failed to save reveals her true, depraved self. Misaki's shriek pierces the very core of my brain. No, this isn't Misaki. This is Imp.
Imp?
It should be an Imp. Likely in response to his voice, Takaru looks up in our general direction. Takaru! I see pain and sadness in her features, but she smiles all the same. You were too late, Mikoto. Now I'm like this, and there's no turning back. One of the men gives Takaru's breast a firm squeeze. Are the men possessed by demons? My boobs, squeeze them even more. Hey, hold on a minute, guys, I noticed something. Look at that guy's balls for a minute. Did you notice, like, this dick here? There's a big circular line. It's not gonna show it, it's not gonna show my mouse cursor. But there's like a circular line that shouldn't be there. It looks like it's something you can take off. It, you know, like a robot dick that you can pull in and out or something. Like it's a, I don't know, like the guy's got a hole there. It doesn't look right. That line should not be there. I don't know why it's there, and it's bugging the shit out of me. But you'll see the circular line, and you'll be like, yeah, Grim, I see that now. That does look weird. And see, it's even cut off from the balls. It doesn't look like it's even part of his body. It looks like you just take it off, and there may be some kind of hole or something in it. Maybe he's a robot or something. I want to have more sex. I want to take more cocks. I want more and more cocks to pound me silly. Takaru resumes lustfully swaying her hips while shouting all kinds of obscenities. Her mouth leaks saliva as her normally refined features are drowned in depraved pleasure. Still hungry for more, eh? How many more times are you gonna come, you horny bitch? You wanna squeeze our balls dry that bad? Ah, yes, I want it. Give me your hot, filthy cum. Fill my insides with your seed. Pa-pump! She said, pa-pump! Me full of jizz. Stick it in! Stick your cocks in deep so I can squeeze them real good. My pussy will squeeze your cocks dry! There's squish, squish, squish. I can't. There's noises there. You guys hear the noises? That's what's going on right now. Even as the men mock her, Takaru happily responds to their lust, moaning heavily as they continue to viciously penetrate her. All I can do is watch in complete and utter disbelief. No, make it stop. That's not the Takaru I know, but it's probably the real Takaru. Like, I doubt Takaru fucking tells you that she wants to get rammed through by, like, a bunch of fucking dudes. But she probably does. And if the fucking, option ever presented itself, and there was, like, a football team, and they're like, hey, Takaru, you want to get ran through? Like, me and all the guys. She'd be like, Oh, hell yeah! Because I have known women, and I've heard stories of women that have literally gotten ran through by entire teams, entire regiments. Like, we're talking soldiers, military. So, yeah. This is not the Takaru you know, but it's probably the Takaru that is. God damn it. I feel weak in the knees. I'm about to throw up. My heart feels like it's being gripped by icy fingers. Ah, Mikoto, Yamato, look at me, they're fucking me, no, they're about to fill me up with their hot, creamy juices. This is funny. She's like, watch as my womb takes their huge manly loads. I'm gonna get knocked up and give birth to their babies. Look, no fucking thank you, Takaru. Like, I didn't know there was that side of you. Takaru is thoroughly and hopelessly lost in the throes of passion. Man. She's like, oh, your cocks! Ah, give me your cocks, your hard, juicy cocks! My god, that sounds so fucking gay coming from a dude. Oh, Jesus. They're going at it like animals. The men no longer bother waiting for their turn, forcefully jamming their erect shafts into every single orifice they can find. With all her holes ravaged beyond recognition, Takaru. I'm coming! I keep hitting that button. Her body is defiled by a veritable tidal wave of semen. Ah, there, right there. It feels so good. I love it. Fuck me more. Make a mess in my holes. Good gravy. Some of these are long scenes, so, you know. You can jam as many cocks as you like. I'll take them all. No, he says, I'll take all of them. But same thing. I'll take them all. I love having my holes turned inside out. It's the greatest feeling in the world. Really? Well, damn. No, I can't take this anymore. Make it stop, please. I don't even have the energy left to cry. I simply stand there frozen in shock, eyes open wide as my body trembles in raw disbelief. Look, she's having a good time, apparently. Takaru's slender, elegant body is being used like a piece of meat. Her short, silky hair has been drenched in so much semen it almost resembles shampoo. Meanwhile, her privates are being barbarically violated without any form of protection. Every time the men thrust themselves into her, a slimy, disgusting sound follows as Takaru's orifices leak a creamy, frothed semen.
Oh, little god, I'm gonna bust another nut. This bitch is draining me dry. Hey. I thought you were a total nerd at first, but here you are taking cock like a champ. You were born for this.
Ah, yes, I was born to be a slut. I think there's a song by that name. I just love having raw, heart-pounding sex. Huh, okay, that's not so bad. I'm gonna come again. My womb is gonna come? How, okay. I don't know how that works. Every time the men slap their hips against Takaru, it sends a spray of sweat and body juices across the womb. The room, not the womb. Takaru's body, already arched back from pleasure, begins to visibly convulse. Sorry, guys. There we are. Sorry, I had to fix some things. I don't know if you'll see that, but that had to be fixed. My TV likes to fucking reset the picture, and if it's too, like, if it's too vivid, it'll fucking give me horrible eye strain, and it's the worst feeling ever. So, I had to turn it back down to standard. Sometimes it resets itself and does it whenever it feels like it, so you have to check it. Yeah, it looks a lot better now. There, I felt my egg getting fertilized. Her slender frame continues to violently shake and tremble. And then... what the hell? Accompanied by an ominous sound, Takaru's belly begins to gradually expand and swell. Oh, she's gonna have another one of those squid babies. My baby is growing! As horrifying as it all is, I find myself unable to look away. I don't want to see it, but my body won't obey. It's like I've been locked in place, bound by invisible constraints. Within minutes, Takaru's belly starts to resemble that of a woman in her final month of pregnancy. In other words, if you got like a pregnancy fetish, that's like fucking A game for you, because she like gets pregnant as soon as you have sex. Might not be the greatest thing if you were waiting on that bit, I don't know if I'm ready to be a father. Well, too late. You're about to be. Here's the baby. Wow! Oh my god, dude. I just had sex. I just had a baby. Holy shit. My baby, it's about to be born! Look, Mikoto, look! Watch me give birth to my beautiful baby! Takaru's loud shriek penetrates the very core of my being. Why is Yamato standing there not doing a goddamn thing? What kind of man are you, sir? Gotta question your manliness there. What's going on? Why is she talking about giving birth? I don't get any of this. As my body continues to shake, my panic cries begin to sound indistinguishable from laughing. My brain simply refuses to comprehend the horror unfolding before me. What am I even looking at? Or rather, what am I being shown? Ah, it's coming! I can feel it! Something large is about to be born! And that's when Takaru's tone changes. Uh-oh. No, stop it! I'm scared! Make it stop! I'm scared! By the way, that guy's face keeps reminding me of something. There's a character I know from a well-known anime that has hair like that. And you guys will probably look at it and notice and be like, is that so-and-so? I don't know. Maybe so. Maybe the anime, or the hentai artist is a fan of that show, so they decided to just kind of put that character in there. But it certainly does look like a familiar older character I've seen in an anime. I don't know the name, but if you guys know it, like, say it, because that'll help me. But I don't know. All I know is that looks really familiar, that guy's face, and I'm trying to figure out who it is. Mikoto, I'm scared. Help, I don't want this. It's coming! An ear-splitting scream follows. And at the very same time, Takaru's vagina stretches dangerously wide. Whoop, there he is! She's having a slime monster. A baby slime monster. Her anguished yell makes me want to plug my ears. And accompanied by a terrible sound, a gelatinous substance of bright green color emerges from within her. Tucker's vagina begins to stretch and expand with a horrifying sound, and then at last... Uh-oh! Looks like something from Doom! Sounding a nigh-animalistic howl, Takuro expels the fetus from her body. Ow, what? Her body drenched in sweat, Takuro finally gives birth to that thing. A fledging demon of disgusting, hideous features. Upon closer inspection, I notice numerous similar-looking demon fetuses on the floor, all crumbled away and largely unrecognizable. You mean to tell me that Takuro gave birth to all these? Overcome by violent nausea, I cover my mouth with my hand. The foul stench spreading throughout the classroom doesn't help either. The creature most recently given birth writhes audibly on the floor with its slime-covered body. Her entire being shaken by this violent act of childbirth, Takuro looks up at me with cheeks soaked in tears. Her gaze is hollow, bereft of life. Mikoto, this is what I've been reduced to. Whoops, hold on. There's even a worm in my brain. There's nothing you can do. I see Takuro's lips trembling. Turning ghostly pale from shock, I simply stand there and listen to her in silence. My brain is shut down, refusing to process the harrowing reality unfolding before me. Please, make it stop. Put me out of my misery. Please, Mikoto, I'm begging you. Her words make my entire world collapse. My chest begins to tighten. My breathing grows labored. Oh, don't cry, damn it. It's all my fault. That one realization, however, comes to me with blinding clarity. All this time, I've been relying on Takuro, making her do all the work. Let me get some water for a second. Ah, there we go. Much better. Events that happened only a few days ago feel a lifetime away now. Fine. I'll do what I can to help out, but please try to report all the details you remember to the best of your abilities, okay? Okay, that's enough of that, you two. Luckily for you, I'll be handling this job myself. I thought it'd be fine to leave everything to her, because she'd always take care of everything on her own. Time after time, I... I should have insisted on coming with her, but instead I pushed everything onto her, using my fear of ghosts as an excuse. She came alone, was captured by her enemies, and ever since then she's been forced to do all these monstrous things. I can't imagine how alone she must have felt, how hard it must have been. I'm sorry, Takuro. I'm so sorry, Takaru. My voice cracks. I know my apologies won't fix anything. Even still, I... I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Takaru, but I can't grant your wish. Why the fuck not? She asked you to kill her. She's put a monster in her head. Like a demon. I can't simply turn my back on you. Not like this. Okay, well, we'll see what she does. I'll save you, Takaru. You have my word on that. So please, please wait for me. I'll do everything I can. I promise. I'll save you, no matter the cost. I hurriedly wipe away my tears and steel myself with Raiko in hand. Everything will be alright, Takaru. Your sister's here to save you. I'm such a sorry excuse for a sister. But this time I'll... Uh-oh, those men are gonna get slashed. Focus my mind on the task at hand, and I pour my energy... Try that again, dude. And pour all my energies into my palm. It's not raw power I need, but accuracy. A discharge of spiritual energy so accurate, so precise, it could even pierce the eye of a needle. I channel all of that into Raiko. Oh! Ready to strike down your own sister? Good. Very good. There's no finer taste than that of a soul which has consumed its own flesh and blood. Misaki attempts to provoke me with a fiendish laugh. I mustn't let him get to me. I need to focus. Go slow and steady. Slow and steady. I steel my heart and sharpen my senses. The scenery around me begins to fade. Colors, sounds, everything. My heart is like the surface of a lake. Clear, undisturbed. Yeah. I can hear Raiko resonating with overwhelming power. My mind has been pushed to its absolute limit. I hold the blade aloft, and then... As my very soul cries out, I bring Raiko down with all my might. I hear the blade slice through the air. It emits a light as straight and true as a laser beam. Raiko's attack hits Takaru right in the head. What in the world? Misaki yells out in surprise. Raiko's blade successfully passes through Takaru. What follows is a sizzling sound of something perishing within Takaru's body. The blade has managed to destroy the demon nestled within Takaru's brain without actually hurting her. Mikoto! I think I pulled it off! Raiko is a spirit blade forged for the purpose of vanquishing demons! I figured that a blade with such properties would allow me to pull this off. That is, extinguishing the demonic worm within Takaru's brain without actually harming the rest of her body. Had my timing been off by even a sliver of a millisecond, had I failed to destroy the creature with a single strike, the demon within Takaru would have grown increasingly violent. I dread to even imagine the outcome of that scenario. Mikoto! I immediately rush up to Takaru and embrace her. Looking into her eyes, I see the light of reason return. I'm sorry, Takaru. So sorry. Can you ever forgive me? I repeat apology after apology as I cradle the weakened Takaru in my arms. Her mind is once again her own, but the memories won't go away, nor will the taint on her body. The memories of being viciously defiled and forced to give birth to dozens, if not hundreds, of demons will forever stay with her. Takaru, I'm so sorry. Overcome by crippling self-hatred, I cry a flood of tears in her arms. However, keep it together. We still have a job to do here. I notice Misaki starting to move. Having merely watched us from afar, his expression now twists into a horrifying grimace. The stench of your emotional reunion is nigh unbearable. He breaks into a foul cackle. Meanwhile, his body bends backward, swaying and trembling unnaturally. You killed the worm in her brain? So what? It doesn't change your fates one bit. Prepare to be devoured and destroyed. This is like when you defeat Dracula, and he comes back and he's like the big demon thing. That's pretty much what's about to happen to Misaki right now. Misaki begins to change as the outline of his body shifts and contorts. And then... oh wow, it looks like the imp from Persona. The body of the man we knew as Misaki collapses and in its place emerges a dark red shade of a creature. You're... an imp. The demon that Takeru warned us about. We need to destroy him now! Takeru! Well, you didn't need to... I didn't need to say that. My eyes immediately dart to Takeru. We have to stop Imp. I'd rather call it THE Imp, but whatever. But Yamato and I can't do it alone. I feel awful to my core. I really don't want to say it, but... Takeru, can you stand? Mikoto! Please, I hate to keep asking you for favors, but the two of us are no match for him. I feel beyond pathetic, but there's no obstacle the three of us can't overcome. I'm certain of that fact, even as I remember the sheer force of that shockwave from earlier. I'm really sorry, Takeru, but we need you to fight, please. I don't care if you're in your fucking bra and panties. Grab your sword and let's kick some ass! Her voice cracks as I beg for her help, but Takeru merely shakes her head. By the way, I added that second part. That's not part of the script, but that's just what I'm thinking now. Don't worry, I'm okay, and besides, I want to see him defeated too. She looks up at me. There is light and resolve in their tear-soaked eyes. Oh, she's got a determined face now. It's gonna be okay. We can do this, Mikoto. Curbing my desire to scream, I grab Takeru by the hand. She's so warm. Let's do this! I'll charge straight at him and blow that goddamn barrier to smithereens. The rest is up to us. And with that, Yamato launches himself at the creature. You miserable worms can team up all you want. It won't make you any less pathetic. Inside's a middle flash of light. Must be a spell of some kind. Still. It's not gonna work on me, asshole. Yamato brings down his wooden sword in a fierce swing, smashing it against Imp's defensive barrier. Luckily for us, Yamato's always been particularly resilient against such enchantments. Mikoto, use Raikou! Got it, Takeru! I hold Raikou out before Takeru. She then swiftly casts a spell on the blade. It's the same one that helped me blow away this bastard earlier. In that case, I'll just... Imp gathers demonic energies in his hand, ready to hurl it at me and the others. Like hell you will! Yamato, however, is quick to act. He once again channels spiritual energies into a sword, and then... Take this, you bastard! Ah! There's a terrible impact, signaling that Yamato's blade has indeed shattered the barrier. Takeru and I use that moment to step forward. Foul creature! Take your wretched schemes and perish! Ryko, with its blade brimming with spiritual energy, pierces right through Imp's chest.
Ah! Ah! This cannot be!
The creature's twisted frame begins to fade like morning mist, but just as his body is about to melt into the darkness, Lord Nightmare! With those words as his last, the demon known as Imp bursts open like a balloon, dying immediately. And yet...
Nightmare.
She said it. That's the name he uttered at the very end. I heard it loud and clear. Ooh, excuse me, guys. Takeru's expression clouds over. Oh, Takeru, your clothes! Right, let us return to the infirmary. And so we make our way back to the infirmary at Takeru's urging.